This is big, big, big.
Oh, man, he's in his CrossFit gear.
All right.
A candidate who likes to work out.
We try to stay out of the political fray because we know that that is what's dividing America right now. But there are certain issues that are too big to ignore. And our boss puts us under a lot of pressure to talk about politics.
Yes, he's very happy with our angle for Super Tuesday.
Today being Super Tuesday, we finally found a race we can get behind and a candidate we can get behind. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you your candidate for the 2016 Grand Marshal of Tampa Bay's LGBTQ Pride Celebration from Hot 101.5, Miguel Fuller.
What an entrance. I don't know if I can live up to that.
It's nice to see you. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy Super Tuesday schedule to be here today. We appreciate that.
Thank you. I've been making political campaign stops all around Tampa Bay.
Of course you will be.
Can I ask him a hard-hitting question right off the bat?
I mean, he's a candidate. He better be ready for it. Hit him hard.
If you are elected Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride Parade, will you build the wall to keep all the straight people out?
Very good question.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. We love straight people, and I have to correct you, Drew, because I will get in trouble as a nominee already.
Yes.
It's the St. Pete Pride Parade.
Okay, I'm reading this off of their website.
I know, Miguel. See, I know.
Because there are two different prides in Tampa Bay.
Uh-oh.
You have Tampa Pride, and then you have St. Pete Pride, and I'm going for the biggest pride parade in Tampa Bay, which is St. Pete Pride, which is actually the largest pride parade in Florida, bigger than Miami,
okay,
bigger than Jacksonville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I gotcha. And the website, stpetepride.com, if you would like to cast a vote. Now, I'm not endorsing Miguel yet because, like you said, we have some hard-hitting questions to ask you.
Okay.
If you received an endorsement from a confirmed white supremacist like a David Duke, regardless of earpiece issues that you might have,
right,
how would you respond if a racist or homophobe endorsed you for Grand Marshal, Miguel Fuller?
You know, I would actually have to condemn them and say that's not. Well, you know, first I would try to talk them down the ledge and say, listen, if you are actually getting involved in gay politics,
yes,
then I think that you should actually come over, have a night with me, and we can sit down and we can chat. I can show you a little bit of RuPaul's Drag Race and teach you a little bit about what the gay community is about on that aspect. Then we can talk gay politics. So at first I wouldn't say no, but then if they were still if they didn't want to know anything about it,
right,
then I would have to say no thank you on the endorsement.
What I just heard is that you would bang the hate out of them.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
Good.
Only if they're hot.
Right.
Only if they're hot.
I would love to get someone who doesn't like gay people on our phone to
please
put that to the test. 727-579-1025
yeah,
and 800-771-1025. We're not here to make fun of you. We just would like to hear you address Miguel. Yes, SBK, a question for candidate
Fuller.
I do
have a question. If you do win, what will you wear?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Well, I'm hoping that if I do win, because I think we'll know hopefully by April,
okay,
I can lose a couple of pounds. And so, you know, St. Pete Pride is June 25th. And
you got plenty of time.
Yeah, so it's really hot. It's really sweaty. I want to wear a tank top. If I win,
right,
I would love, because, you know, you drive in a car, I want to wear a tank top. I want to have some nice, what are those really short shorts called? The chubby shorts?
Chubby shorts.
Yes,
chubby shorts.
I want to wear chubby shorts with a tank top. I want to look fit, finally. I want to have my muscles out. I want to look good.
Right.
But no baby oil.
Okay.
No baby oil.
No baby
oil. Cocoa butter?
You have to have cocoa butter.
All right. Sure.
You have to.
If you had to deport a certain section of the gay community between the Bears, the Twinks, the Otters, and the Wolves, who are you kicking out of this country?
You know, I would have, and this is a hard one, but let me explain my reasoning behind this.
Okay.
I would kick out the Twinks.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Now, here's why. Is because I feel like between being a twink when you're like 18 to when you become an otter, like when you're 27, 28, you have a lot of growing up to do.
Oh, yeah.
And twinks think that they run the world.
Oh.
And so what really hurts my feelings is when you have twinks who are hanging out at, say, I'm trying to think, the Honey Pot.
Right.
On a Friday night Ebor, and they judge the older guys that are there.
Bastards.
Exactly. That hurts my feelings.
So mine too.
If we could deport them for just, you know, 5 years to let them mature,
grow up,
grow up a little bit, and then come back and say, you know what? The world does not revolve around you and your skinny little shirtless self.
Yeah.
Then I think that would be great.
He's winning my vote. Candidate Fuller, and by the way, we have Miguel Fuller, a candidate for the Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride Parade, in the studio with us.
Does he have your endorsement? Can you get behind Miguel Fuller yet?
I'm at half mast right now. I'm not full chubbed up endorsement, but
you're
I'm
not fully behind me just yet.
I would say I'm half mast right now because I'm looking at some of the other candidates. If you are selected and you were to choose a gay anthem that you would blast out of the car that you were riding in, what would that gay anthem be? Would it be Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive? Would it be the Weather Girls' It's Raining Men? Hallelujah. Yeah. Would it be something by Erasure?
Gaga.
Would it be Gaga? Would it be Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy? What?
I love it. You know what? I think it's time for us to retire those anthems. I think it's time.
Wow.
It is. It is. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. And I think it's time for us to finally give a little weight and levity behind someone who's been a big voice in the gay community, but I feel like doesn't get the proper due. And that would be RuPaul.
RuPaul.
That will be RuPaul, because RuPaul has RuPaul's Drag Race. She's been out there. Remember in the 90s when she had a drag queen had a television show and a radio show in the 90s?
I thought she was a woman first time I saw her.
Well, exactly.
I still think she is.
Yeah. And she still looks amazing. And so to me, I would definitely have this blasting. Come on, girl. Turn the
world on its head. I can see that. Sissy that walk.
Exactly.
That's the name of the song. Sissy that walk.
You sissy that walk there. Come on. Bills pay them bitches no mind.
And if I fly. Oh, it's a nice good gay anthem.
Yeah. See, can't you imagine this with me in my tank top?
For
with
sure.
My man boobs gone.
Oh, yeah.
Gone. You waving?
Yeah, of course you have. You can't wave like that because then your arm flaps.
Right.
You have to have a very controlled wave.
That's why they do that.
Exactly. Okay. So your arms don't flap.
When I was at the parade a couple of years ago, the Bears had a shower on their float. Would you like to have a shower on your float if you're the Grand Marshal?
No, I'm good.
We have Miguel Fuller in the studio with us. He does mornings on Hot 101.5. He has been nominated as Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride Parade. I'm going to throw a couple of the other candidates at you, and I want you to give me your thoughts on these candidates.
Okay.
Anastasia Annie Hiatis, the chief operating officer of the law firm of Carlton Fields. Be careful. She is a lawyer. She's held this position since 2001. She oversees the operations of the 400 lawyer firm, which has 5 offices in Florida, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., New York. She's been openly gay at the law firm since 2008. In her personal time, she's been involved with Equality Florida, blah, blah, blah. She is your competition. What say you, candidate Fuller, about Annie?
I am so happy with everything that she's done. I mean, she obviously has been a big proponent for the Tampa Bay gay community, but I also feel like as someone who has a lot of money and someone who's achieved a lot in her life, I think it's time for her to step aside and say, hey, let's let this poor black kid who just moved here and who is trying his best to work his way up the Tampa Bay radio community and to really make a voice, let's step aside a little bit and let's let someone else get the limelight just a little bit. She's had her day in the sun, and she will live, I'm sure, in a beautiful house like she is on Bayshore, somewhere really expensive, which is nice, and let's let somebody else have the limelight.
What I heard, you're old, you're haggard, step aside, bitch, I'm coming up. I'm 3/4 the way there.
She's a lawyer. Are you sure that's what you heard?
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard. Ed Gonzalez, general manager of Georgie's Alibi, now owner of, or for its first 12 years, now owner of Enigma Bar and Lounge. He said, when I left Georgie's Alibi, I was miserable until I returned to the only city that will ever feel like home. The gay community is one of the biggest factors that makes St. Pete special. What do you say about Ed Gonzalez, your competition?
You know, I've already seen a little bit of alliance, a coalition building here among the nominees, because there are 6 people nominated for Grand Marshal and there are 3 winners. So I've already seen 2 people I feel like are building an alliance trying to get the vote together.
Sure.
So if there was someone I was going to pick, it would be Ed Gonzalez, because I frequent his bar probably once a week, if not twice a week.
Sure.
And so I think he does a great job. Enigma, that would be my home bar that I go to in downtown St. Pete. So if there's someone that I was going to put my weight behind as well,
right,
and be full mast, it would be Ed Gonzalez from Enigma.
Very good. Miguel Fuller is in the studio with us, candidate for St. Pete Pride Parade.
Do you have to be a registered gay in order to vote for you, Miguel Fuller, as the Grand Marshal of St. Pete Pride?
Absolutely not. You can be gay, gay-friendly, bi-curious, had a dream, touched a gay, touched a guy. I mean,
had a dream. Yeah. That's you, SBK.
Had a dream about what now?
About the same sex.
You had a Miguel dream.
Yeah, me and Miguel. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're eligible to vote.
I support him. He has my vote.
Okay. Are these candidates all gay, or are there any of them that are faking to be gay just to get Grand Marshal?
You know what? I don't know. Mm. You know what? I think they are all gay because I don't know them all, to be honest with you. Mm. But I don't. Well, I don't know. This Tristan Brown, I don't know.
So if there is one of them, it could be Tristan Burns, an outspoken activist and advocate for transgender issues in Florida since he completed his own female-to-male transition in 2005.
Okay, well, they're not a faking it.
That is a long way to go.
This is the one you doubt.
Yeah.
This is the guy you doubt. Okay.
Now, it says here that Balance Tampa Bay is also up for it, but how do they nominate an entire organization to be Grand Marshal? That, to me, seems like a crock of crap.
Well, what they do is they have... three actual individuals, and then they have like an honorary company that serves the LGBT community, and so they pick one of those from the nominees to be up for the Grand Marshal for the business side of things.
What will you do for Drew Garabo Live should you be named 2016 Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride Parade, Miguel?
I would actually...
St. Pete Pride Parade, Miguel.
There we go. I would actually ask you all to walk with me in the parade.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
I would, because what I've learned in doing some research on the Grand Marshal is you get a car that you get to, you know, be in, like in most parades, and then you have people walk with you. And so if I do win, I haven't told my mom this, but I want to ask her to ride in the car with me. And then I would have, like, my boyfriend and, like, some of my friends walk alongside the car with me. And I would love to have everyone on Drew Garabo Live walk with me in the St. Pete Pride Parade.
Drew Garabo Live officially endorses Miguel Fuller for 2016 Grand Marshal.
Yay!
For the St. Pete Pride Parade.
You wouldn't last a block walking alongside Miguel at the Gay Pride Parade. It's the hottest time of year, Drew. I go every year.
I'll be wearing a toucan thong where I'll be shoving my junk into the toucan beak for extra support.
If it gets warm, can we just let your mom walk a little bit? We can sit next to you.
Everyone, vote for Miguel. StPetePride.com. We'll tweet out the link. To me, he's a great dude, and he is the candidate that we can all literally get behind, or he can get behind us, whatever he prefers. And we want to see you win this thing, so fill out your ballot. Remember, if you don't vote, you can't complain. He will address all important issues. Ballot vote closes on Friday, March 31st, so you have an entire month to vote for Miguel. Vote often and vote early.
Yes, please do. And I honestly, I really do appreciate it. And seriously, like, this is a huge honor. And, you know, everyone in your radio career, you have like certain milestones to let you know that you've made it.
Sure.
And like, to me, obviously getting the job at Hot 101.5 at a station that I've always looked at, like when Seth got the job over there, I was like, really, bitch?
Really? Yeah, I said that too.
I was so jealous of him. And so when, you know, a couple of years later, Holly and I had the opportunity to be on the station, I was like, wow, I've made it. And to be nominated for a parade that rivals the one where I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, I mean, I feel like this is awesome. Like, I've made it. I have made it. So please, thank you for voting.
Oh, yes. I forgot to ask this question. What is Holly willing to do to stump
She's already put in the work, man.
To stump for you. I just want to know what sacrifices she's willing to make to get you elected to the Grand Marshal position.
As best friends, I'm sure she'd be willing to do whatever it takes to make me win. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I just tweeted it out to my 56,800 followers. Seth will tweet it out as well.
I'll retweet.
Yeah, go ahead to say to my little cute 17,000 followers. Did you tell Miguel you were making fun of his Twitter following earlier?
I did not make fun of anything.
Were you really?
I was not. He's such a liar. We're just talking about the people who had been social captains before, and Seth insinuated that I might be the least famous person that they asked to be social captain.
And then he said, well, haven't Miguel and Holly done it? And then he asked me how many Twitter followers do they have combined, and then he said, well, that's cute.
Look, there, like I tell Seth all the time, there's more to popularity than just Twitter.
Okay, wait a minute, wait a minute. That's not fair. Because you've been in Tampa Bay radio since, what, 2011?
That's right.
2011. Yes. I've been here almost a year, not even a year yet. So I think coming from Market 2 Million in Panama City, the fact that I have 5,705, I think that's pretty damn impressive.
Very impressive. Very cute indeed.
So Miguel Fuller on Twitter, by the way.
He's at Miguel Fuller. Everybody vote for him. Miguel, congratulations on the nomination, and we're voting for you, and I really hope that you get elected, not just so that we can walk alongside you, but because you're a great dude. We like you a lot, and it'd be great representation for you and your radio program. So thanks for being here, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate you spending some time on this very popular afternoon drive time show in Tampa Bay.
It is Super Tuesday, and it is our obligation to our audience to address the things that matter, and this is it. This is an issue that we can really get behind on Super Tuesday. I think we can all get on the same page and vote for the candidate who we love the most, and that is Miguel Fuller.
Vote for Miguel! Thank you. I want all the men in Tampa Bay to stand behind me.
Hello.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, Bay.
Mom Bomb.
Mama Kush.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the 5 o'clock Mom Bomb with your son, Seth Kushner.
Hi, son.
Hello, mother.
Since I haven't talked to you since the last time we talked on the show.
Dropping a Mom Bomb. Just got bombed by your mom.
Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, she just dropped a bomb on you. Why don't you drop a bomb on her?
I don't want to drop a bomb on my mom.
Drop another bomb on him, Mom.
Well, I mean, I spoke to him yesterday when he told me he wasn't feeling well. I had to call him.
You had to call him to find out that he wasn't feeling well. He didn't call you to tell his mommy that he was a little under the weather.
Hold on. Before she drops any more bombs, I have to send a mass text message to my family, because I can't take a day off work, because if I do, they start freaking out that I'm not on the radio. So I let them know early in the morning that I wasn't going to be in.
How'd you feel about that, Mom?
Well, I texted him, and then I called him because, a mother always worries about her son.
Certainly. Anytime if I get a sniffle, I call my mom to let her know that I'm a little bit peaked.
You do?
Not at all. did you make him some chicken soup?
No, I asked him what he needed and what he was eating, and I told him he wasn't eating what he should be for having that symptom.
Yeah. She told me I shouldn't have been eating a smoothie, even though I ate it 6 hours prior to her telling me that.
Mamba!
I got her!
Oh! You don't eat a smoothie when you have diarrhea.
Oh. Mamba! True Mom Bomb right there. Double points for the Mom Bomb. We're learning a lot today.
Yeah, we've learned too much.
Mama Kush, a couple of questions about your young man. Do you know who he went out to breakfast with this past weekend?
What day? Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Not his wife.
I don't know who.
Danielle.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Mom Bomb! I heard from many different sources that Danielle was mistaken for Mrs. Kushner repeatedly.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed.
Well, that's okay.
What piece of furniture did Seth and Phoebe purchase recently?
Well, they're looking at living room furniture.
They're not just looking. They bought a couch.
Oh, did they buy my couch?
No, I didn't get your couch. Your couch was about $3,000 more than the couch that we bought. But I wanted to tell you, we got a nice one, and I was feeling great. So I'm springing for the extra $129 leather warranty that's good for 5 years.
Bomb, bomb.
Oh, my God.
And Mom, while I'm filling you in on all the useless details in my life, Husky John's picking up my old couch today!
Mom! Did you know that your son had a business meeting with a young tech startup?
No.
I'm beta testing an app, Mom. Do you know what that even means?
No.
Mama! We're both beta testing an app, and it's pretty awesome.
Can we just go back to the couch for a minute?
Sure. Let's go back to the couch.
Why didn't you buy the set that Phoebe looked at that she liked?
We did.
Is the brown one?
No, it's black leather.
Oh, okay. You just bought a couch?
Yeah, even though I'm very against leather, that's what she wanted.
Yes, because I told you, you can't keep buying new couches every 2 years.
Mother!
What's the score? Who's winning this?
I don't know. The listening audience is definitely winning right now.
You got.
You shouldn't need a smoothie when you're on the diarrhea. Yeah. You got the couches every 2 years.
I've messed up buying couches, all right? I have not messed up any longer.
But I told you that a long time ago. You buy something nice, and then it lasts for a long time.
Yes, you did, Mother. And for some reason, those words didn't ring true until Sunday afternoon.
Mother! Now, we used to call this the Tighten Up Tuesdays because we'd have young ladies doing their Kegel exercises while they were calling in. Mama Kush, you doing your Kegels right now?
No.
I'm always working on those.
No.
Bomb. Thank you, Mama Kush. I appreciate you joining us today. It's always great to hear your sexy voice on the radio.
So now I'm not going to hear from Seth until what, next Tuesday again?
Yeah, pretty much. That's how the bit goes.
Okay, I'll be stopping by your house to visit you, honey.
Mama!
Just let the record reflect, I did talk to my mother yesterday, and she is requesting that I drop the dogs off this weekend.
Mom.